Hi, and welcome to the Did You Say Mainframe podcast series. This is where we regularly interview IBM technical experts who can help you to understand important IBM mainframe hardware and software issues. And I'm your host, Nick Garrod. Today, we're going to talk about maintenance service level agreements with dynamic workload management in KIX. And our guest today is Paul Johnson from the KIX Worldwide Development Laboratory in Hursley in the UK. Paul, it's great to have you here.
Hi, Nick. It's nice of you to invite me.
Now, before we begin, I'd like to mention to our listeners that there is more information in an announcement letter and a white paper, and I'll be giving out more information at the end of this podcast. So, Paul, I believe you're going to tell us a little more about the new enhancements in KIX Plex SM's dynamic workload management component that's in KIX TS 4.1.
Yes, as our audience will probably know, KIX Plex SM has provided dynamic workload management capabilities since its first introduction in 1993. That was a long time ago now, and as the world has changed and exploitation has grown, the KIX Plex SM component has constantly adapted to cope with those changes. Today, without KIX Plex SM's workload management facilities, many KIX-based businesses simply would not function. The changes in version 4 exploit the coupling facility in order to smooth and further improve application throughput whilst maintaining a highly available application environment.
Okay, I've heard the term dynamic workload management in many contexts. Could you help explain it a little, please?
Sure. It's a common confusion. There are various components in the KIX ecosystem which contribute to dynamic workload management. The key reason for doing dynamic workload management is to provide continuous application availability. Note that this is different than continuous server availability. Whilst individual servers can fail in a system, but no longer work as directed appropriately, then an application is still available to the end user. Service level agreements can also be achieved by appropriate choice of server. There are principally three layers of dynamic workload management. Requests come in over the network and are balanced by the network layer, for example, Sysplex as a distributor. Individual requests within KIX are managed by the KIX Plex SM workload management component, which is a component we're principally interested in here. Both the network and KIX Plex SM are complemented by the workload management facilities provided by the Z-Series System Resource Manager, often referred to as ZWLM. If you need to get any more information about this, take a look at the paper where there's more details on this.
So what's new in KIX Plex SM's WLM component in KIX TS version 4?
When KIX Plex SM WLM was originally introduced to the world, a parallel Sysplex environment had hardly been announced, let alone adopted. The design point for KIX Plex SM was multiple Sysplex and non-Sysplex KIX configurations. Today, many more customers use Sysplex, and so it only seemed natural to exploit the Sysplex coupling facilities capabilities which are now mainstream. That gave us opportunities to move from a partition storage model to a shared storage model for shared data within a Sysplex. That in turn gave us performance enhancements and induced latencies in propagating information across the KIX network that is used in deciding where to route a particular workload request.
How do you use the coupling facility to achieve this?
Well, we could have accessed the coupling facility directly, but as KIX already provides the ability to exploit the coupling facility through its shared data table support, this was a more natural approach for KIX implementations.
So does that mean I have a lot of setup to do?
No, setup is minimal. Most of it is automatically done by the server software.
Okay, so can it coexist with my existing exploitation of data tables then?
Yes, you can use an existing server, which you're using for data table support, or set up an additional one if you like, just for workload management.
What if I already use KIX Plex SM WLM?
Well, first of all, you don't have to use the new facilities. You can continue to run as before. However, if you do utilise them, then you will gain the benefits. And should the coupling facility fail, WLM will fail back seamlessly to its old mode until the CF is available again, and then we'll resume in Sysplex optimised mode.
You mentioned benefits. What are they?
Yes, in our testing environment here in Hursley, we've seen smoother task distribution and improved transaction throughput. course, the results will depend on your specific environment and application workload, but the results are very encouraging. The details of this can be seen in the white paper.
Paul, that was really interesting.
Yes, well, thanks very much for giving me the opportunity to talk about this new technology. Hopefully we've generated enough interest for people to go and look at the details, which can be found in the white paper.
Well, that about wraps it up for this podcast discussion. To find out more about this paper, please go to the description for this podcast at www.ibm.com/software/OS/SystemZ/podcasts/WebSphereOnZ. Join us next time as we talk about another important mainframe topic. For now, though, this is Nick Garrard saying thank you for listening.